Corporate Health and Wellness President Mary Cheek says they tried to renegotiate the lease with the VA but were rebuffed, even though she says they were ordered to use more expensive equipment and facilities than the VA originally required. Cheek says they had to make that hard choice and close the veterans' outpatient clinics with no warning.
My father was a decorated war hero. My brother is a Vietnam veteran, and I'm a registered nurse. Worked for 2 decades caring for veterans. We care deeply about America's veterans.
Cheek says they're losing $26,000 a month on the Rice Lake and Hayward clinics. But the ranking Democrat on the Assembly Veterans Affairs Committee isn't sympathetic. Representative Gary Sherman of Port Wing has many constituents who need those clinics.
My initial reaction was, has anyone been arrested yet? I mean, we provided all of these federal resources and we got everybody's hopes up, and then all of a sudden, poof. Just like that, with no warning. It was a real shock.
The clinics served 915 veterans. The VA in Minneapolis says it is looking for alternatives, but Cheek says they're hoping to work something out and have both facilities reopened and seeing veterans again by Monday. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.